Hey everyone, I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you so much for all of the support and for everybody who keeps reaching out. It's so amazing to see us continue to impact so many lives and helping them break into medical device sales. And I just want to say to all the new listeners, if you haven't, you're going to need a LinkedIn, so make sure you go get a LinkedIn and would love to have you add us at Jacob McLaughlin or New to Medical Device Sales. Again, you're going to need one to be able to connect and network with reps. So we'd love to have you guys come out there. We're always happy to answer any questions that you have. But just want to give a quick shout out to my man, Tyler. Congratulations. Tyler has been in the course, came in well over six figures, actually one of the highest paid students that we've gotten placed. He was a former nurse, now going with a great company. And again, it's the moments like this, because the reason I'm going to say this is he, off his base salary, will make more money than him and his wife made together as nurses working full time. And now his wife will get to be with their daughter, and he will have more work-life balance, make more money, and get to be with his family. And so this is why we do what we do. When everybody asks me why we do all the free content, all the videos, why we have our course and why we do this, it's for these reasons right here. And so I just want to say congratulations, but I want to say thank you to everyone who trust us. If you guys are interested in the course, again, our average person in 2023 is getting hired in 8.2 weeks at $94,478. It's been an awesome ride. Got three other people hired this last week, but Tyler, I just want you to know how proud I am of you. If you guys are interested, again, please feel free to reach out. But today we have the special opportunity of having a former student, Allie Grew, who is now part of Innovis with us. And I get to let you guys see how great she is. But again, just another person who was 22 years old, wanted to break into medical device sales, took the jump into joining the course, and only 8 weeks later had two job offers from Innovis and Stryker. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to New to Medical Device Sales. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin, and today I get to come to you with a very special person who not only took our course, was able to break in at only the age of 22 years old before she graduated, but also my coworker, Allie Grew. So Allie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's fun to have you. If you guys didn't see, we actually just spent all week last week in Vegas together, as our team just did a big announcement of we are now partnered with AAGL and Hologic, and we are now in every single residency site in America. So our job last week was training every single rep on how to use our simulators and what will be going in. And so Allie is now a part of that team. Very full circle to have Allie come in and now be a part of where we are at Innovis Medical. But Allie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. So as Jacob just said, I just recently graduated college. I went to the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, and I graduated with a major in communications and a minor in psych. And then my major had a concentration in sales. I just moved to Tampa about a month ago, but as Jacob said, been out of town for half of that, traveling with Innovis, which is honestly a great move in time, and getting to know the team and just everything has been amazing. So yep, that's a little bit about me with my education career. And then I met Jacob actually while I was still in college. And so I found him on LinkedIn, and that's where it all started, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's fun, like we said, to see full circle. But the one thing I will just, again, Innovis is like no other company, right? We're a startup, we're smaller, but because of that, get some pretty cool opportunities. So Allie, absolutely, when she's like, I've been traveling a lot, she was in England. So not many people get to go to England and go international to travel, and then went to Vegas, is coming home, and then we will have more travel coming up as we're all going to Nashville here in a couple weeks, and then also going back to England for training, as our CEO says, reps, but also a Christmas party as well to celebrate. So really cool things going on. But yeah, so we connected via LinkedIn. The one thing I did want to just say is I have this talk with a lot of people all the time is parents getting on the calls. And Allie was one of the people I was on with her mom explaining what we do and being able to, hey, this is the program and all that. The reason I'm just mentioning that is I have so many college students who are like, well, I can't do it because I don't know if I have it or I can't afford it. But then, you know, if you have a supportive other,
We have those conversations. But the reason I just wanted to bring that up is so people understand, like, we talk with everybody, be able to go with everyone. But now, Allie, what, let's go back a little bit. So you're going to college. What was kind of the plan? And then, like, what made you think medical device sales as you, and then we connected via LinkedIn, some creep show on LinkedIn posting with a mustache now, like, what made us connect? So tell us a little bit about your background and then what made you want to go into medical device sales.
Yeah, absolutely. So I knew in college I wanted to do something sales related or something just, I'm a big people person, something where I was interacting with people for my career, just as a day-to-day basis. And I personally am an athlete and I did club lacrosse in college as long as about 3 years. And then I had a knee surgery. It was a full reconstruction. And so I was out of commission for a good amount of time. And if you're an athlete or just a competitive person, you know that it's very difficult to go through these injuries. And it's just very, it's as mentally difficult as it is physically. And I was talking to my surgeon actually after my knee surgery, and was just, you know, going along the lines of, I don't know exactly what I want to do, but this is A, B, and C of what I'm interested in. And he was like, have you ever heard of medical device sales? And I personally had not. So I was like, I actually haven't. Tell me more. And he said that's what his wife did. And she loved it. And she traveled a lot. And she just was always on the go. It was something new every day. And it just sounded very intriguing to me. So I actually wanted to get into medical device sales as I was sitting in a hospital bed being the patient. And so it was a full circle, another full circle moment, you could say. And I was looking at, you know, how to get in, how to break in. And when I had met Jacob on LinkedIn, and as he said, my mom joined the call, I was telling my mom, I think, you know, this is a great opportunity. I think I need to do this. And the first thing she said was, I think this is too good to be true. Like, for this price and for everything, all the information you're getting. And she goes, let me talk to Jacob as well. And so it was kind of a just a slow, great progression of basically that's why I wanted to get in. And then just the fact of being able to do something where it is something new every day and I do get to interact with people. But then the whole foundation is you're helping people at the end of the day and you are making a difference. And so it was just two things that what I was good at and then what I wanted to do combined. So it was just kind of the perfect recipe for me.
No, and that's great. And that's what a lot of people, you know, like they don't know about it till they had an accident or somebody's like, hey, have you ever heard of it? Because like for me, I was 25 years old, had never heard of it. And the only reason I heard of it was because the whole country got shut down and we couldn't do anything. And then I had people being like, hey, have you ever thought of this? And then I went down the rabbit hole, right? So that's always number one. Number two, I just want you guys to hear, I always laugh because like when I got on with your mom, you know, I understand. I always tell people, if you don't know who I am, you think I'm just some random guy who sells a course that's going to scam you online, right? But this is where we always just joke around. We put more free content out, hence what you're watching right now for free, where nobody else does. And so again, this is where it's just like, do your research. We do our things. But again, you and your mom trusted us. You joined and only 8 weeks later, you got hired with Innovus. But not only that, you had other offers. You had multiple other offers. And so that's the thing, again, going back to what we teach in the course and all that stuff is it's not just come in and get one. It's how do we get multiple people, multiple offers, speed up that process. And now you had the choice of really where you wanted to go. Had some great, great choices.
And with that free content as, don't mean to interrupt you, but with that free content, that was how I found you in the first place, because I had seen other people on LinkedIn just reposting your content. And so then it's just the domino effect of networking and reposting and things along those lines. So yes, that content it's making differences.
Well, and it was actually cool. You and I talked about it, but we were just at Hologic, the national sales meeting, and I got stopped by 15 people.
Yeah.
Half of them gave me hugs, like literally just saying, hey, because of you, I'm in this industry. You're the reason I'm here. Please don't stop. And like, I told Allie this when we were in Vegas is like, I really didn't actually understand the impact we've had until that moment. Cause the same thing happened to me in Medtronic national sales meeting. I got stopped by people and seeing how many people we are affecting and like making in a positive manner it's been really cool. So I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who supports us, listens to us. Again, when you guys share us, it means the world. Again, our goal is just to help people. And like, this is what's more fun is like seeing it full circle of Allie took the course and now she's with our company. She's crushing it and good things are about to come for her as well. But the one thing I would say, so you decided to take the course, right? Where did you feel like the course was the biggest beneficial part for you, especially going through that process?
Yeah. So I would say the biggest beneficial thing would be the confidence that it gave me because of the knowledge that it gave me. Because you're going in feeling like, especially being 22 years old, being younger, just not just even in this field, just in the professional world at all. So it's terrifying. It's intimidating because you feel, you know, you're going in at the bottom of the totem pole. And so it definitely helped me gain more confidence because of just the knowledge I was getting from the modules and things along those lines. And then hearing on the Wednesday meetups, hearing people that were actually my age and some people that even were older that I could relate to. And so it was a very, you know, we're all striving for the same thing, but we were all on a different path and we were all succeeding though. So it was nice. It was fun to see it. It was like the same animal, different colors. And so it was a very, I would say that was definitely the most beneficial because it, you know, success comes in multiple different fonts. And so I think that was like the biggest thing to get in my mind was I don't just need this one job. I just don't need this one role. There's a whole world out there. And so that was very beneficial.
1000%. And the thing I just tell you guys again, she had multiple offers. It wasn't Jacob knew Innovis and helped her like the whole way. No, like Allie did the work, did it. And she had multiple offers from other companies as well. But to that point, that's why we love our office hours is like every Wednesday we celebrate our people who are getting hired. So you see that it's working. It's not me just saying, hey, trust me, it works. Like it's them coming on. We're excited for them. And then like Allie said, it's you see someone who like Tyler, we just got hired at 142K. So Tyler, shout out to you, buddy. He definitely deserved it, but it's like, you know, he's in his 30s. Right. And then you have Allie who's 22, right? Like, so it's all areas. And like you said, there's different beasts and there's different ways you can go and everyone's in a different journey, but it's all the same goal. And so that's what's really cool and a lot of fun. So when you went through that process, what was the interview process kind of like for you? Cause you went with like some of the bigger companies, right? And then you also went with like a startup, right? With Innovis. So what was kind of like the biggest difference? Because that's the most common questions we get. Hey, should I go to a startup? Should I go to a big company now? Yep. The one thing I will just put out there transparently to most people out there, most startups are not going to hire a 22-year-old. Most startups are going to not hire somebody with no experience. And the reason is why is because just like our company, we take capital. Capital means we have to make amount of money and we have to pay people back. Well, when they're bringing in people, guess what? They want people who already have relationships. They already know what they're doing and that they don't have to train so they can come in and make the money right away for the company, right? We're in a different area for our startup where you just made a massive deal. We're going to be implementing, doing different stuff. So that allows us. But the reason I'm saying that is if you're 22, I would not sit here and say, I'm focused on a startup because it's most likely going to be a different journey for you. Not saying it can't happen because for Allie, it did, but just want to always put that out there. But can you talk about kind of the differences of that massive company? Like, let's just say it was Stryker or going with Innovis.
Yeah. So I would say the biggest difference was, a startup is going to feel a lot more personalized.
Yep.
And just a bit more, I felt like they were getting to know me a bit more as a person and not just a worker. Yep. And so that is also just another reason why I did sway that way. It was very open conversations with both, I would say. But I would say it was more of a vague conversation when I was with a bigger company talking to them versus when I was talking with Elliot with Innovis, I walked away from there and he knew everything about me and my life. And so that it was just a lot more personalized. And I would say that was the biggest difference because it was more technicalities and numbers, things along those lines with the bigger companies. And then with the startup, it was a lot more, hey, let's talk about these technicalities for a couple hours and then let's spend the same amount of time of let's see if we're going to be traveling a lot, if we're working together, do we even get along just two people?
Yeah.
And so I would say that would be the biggest difference.
And that's huge. And the one thing I do want to just real quick mention, it's not like Allie went up against two people, like hundreds, right? So just like in Striker, it's a very competitive. So when she's like, oh, it was like they're very similar, but it's not like she was like, oh, this one she's going up against a bunch of people, and then the other one, it's like, oh, I'm going up against two people. No, it's like she's going up against hundreds. It was just what's the best feel for her. Now, the one thing I've mentioned on here, guys, is when you go through like the bigger companies, it's them checking the box, right? You have to do interview one, you have to do interview three, you have to do interview five. Are you doing A, B? Did you do this? Did you do this? Right? Hence, well, we already know that. So we can just, hey, do this and check all these boxes, right? But to that point, like when you're with a startup, like I joke around with people all the time. It felt like when I did my interview with Elliot and Jordan, who's our co-founders of Innovus, like when we did that, I told people it's like I was out on a night just having some drinks with some buddies. Like it was total casual. Like we were having a conversation. Now it was still professional, but like the conversation, what they got to know, it was way different. Like that was not the interview I had when I was with Medtronic, or when I've gone through the J&Js, the Strikers, the Zimmers, right? Because it's very corporate world and there's certain things they have to do. And again, this is the thing you guys will just learn as you go through. And there's no right or wrong. Let me just say this. There is no right or wrong, but you just have to understand when you are at those big organizations that are that big, they have to do it. And there's a lot of red line. There's a lot of things they don't have says to, like a say to, compared to when you're with a startup or a smaller company, like Elliot can do whatever he really wants because he owns the company. You know what I mean? And like they can run it how they want to. He will very much tell you, because we've talked about it, he has figured out how to interview very well to get the people that he wants. And so he does it a certain way for that, because I tell people my final was 4 hours with him. And when I tell
Mine
people
was like
that,
3.5, 4 hours also.
yeah, exactly. So when you say that, like I never had one really more than 45 minutes with a big company, right? But when you go with the smaller ones, again, getting to know you, get you can go, because again, you have to understand they're even more invested, because this is the conversation I always get. Hey, should I go with this company or this big one? You have to understand, if you're going through big companies, they're all big. Like a Stryker, a J&J, Medtronic, they're all big. And like this is what you have to understand. You're a number. Now that might be offensive to some people, but it is the truth. Like you don't perform, well, probably someone else did. You know what I mean? Going through that compared to when we go to a startup, like when there's only a certain amount of human beings in America to make it happen. Like when I run the whole Western United States, I have to perform. We have to bring money in. Otherwise, it's like, what are we doing here? Right. And so there's those conversations that, like, that was why I get asked this all the time. Jacob, why did you leave the largest company in the world to go to a smaller company? The answer for me is very easy, is, hey, it was a promotion for me. Right now, I'm a regional sales manager around the West, but also I've always been a person of like, I like that smaller feel. I like the more family feel. Like we just talked about why we were just at that national sales meeting. They're all staying in a block of room for 1,200 people, and they're at the hotels, and they have these things that they have to do, and we're all going to it, and then we're staying at an Airbnb, doing the startup world, right? It's a different feel. So, you know, and this is what I can just say is the amount of laughs. Well, especially the amount of laughs you and Alyssa had this weekend or this last week. You know, that's like, it's just a different vibe, right?
And I will say, definitely going off of that, because when I was in my interview, I got called Megan. And so the bigger company just really, you remember those things. It's just like, if you are the interviewer and talking to the interviewee, if they forgot the CEO's name, that's not going to look good, and it doesn't make you feel good. And then, like I said, and then I talked to Elliot, and to this day, Elliot remembers every little detail. I could tell him something 2 months ago, and he'll remember everything about my family, my dog, anything. And so it is just so much more personalized. And like you were saying, at NSM, like the nights that we had just grilling out and just hanging out as a team, that's what makes it all worth it, when you're not just completely grinding everything out. And so who you surround yourself with is the biggest move you can make.
Yeah, 1,000%. I just have to tell you guys a little story to that point where like they called you Megan at the big companies. I went through it, and this was when I was already a rep, started interviewing with some other companies, some bigger companies, and like as you guys imagine, I come in and I do my everything I'm teaching you to do. I do, and I do my homework and all this stuff. And then I have the conversation of like, hey, what's the territory running at? What's the percentage it's running at? What's the expected growth to plan? What's the app plan right now? Like, those are good questions once you guys get in, maybe not right away, unless you are somebody going for a full line rep role, might want to use those so you actually know how much money you're going to make. But to that point, the reason I say that is I was with somebody at a large company who had been there for 10 plus years. They couldn't answer any of those questions. And the reason I'm telling you that is that was the RM hiring. If that's their job is to interview and they don't even know what the app plan for the job they're interviewing for is, red flag for me. Hence going back to what we teach in the course. When we're interviewing, it's not just them interviewing us. It's us interviewing them because do I want to be a part of this company? And this is where we talk about this in the course so much, and I just have to hammer it home. So many people will be like, no, Jacob, I don't want to do it because I'm just going to try it on my own. I'm like, hey, that's great, but you don't know what you're doing. And usually what happens is 6 to 12 months later, you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't broke in. I haven't got past a second round. Oh, I just need a job. Please just give me a job. First off, you come off desperate. And we all know how that comes off. You can feel the energy thinking, again, I always bring it back to dating. If anybody's just like, will you go on a date with me? And you're like, yeah. Oh yeah. Thank God. Right. You're like, wow, oh, maybe I shouldn't go out on a date with you. Right. If it's too eager. Right. So the reason I'm just saying that to you guys is as you go through this process, it's like, we're teaching people just like Allie did great, hired in 8 weeks, 2 offers, right. 2 different companies, because we're not putting it all in one, but we're making sure it's a good fit for us, because the difference is, when you just go and try to take any job, this is when I get the calls and they're like, they lied to me, or I didn't know, they didn't say anything because they were just trying to get in, right? And everyone's like, oh, once you get in, that's the hardest part, then you're good. But this is what people miss is like, what happens when you get in and it sucks for 9 months to 2 years? And like, you now, like, I've had people literally quit in 6 months and I'm like, you're screwed. Like, you might get a new job, but like, it doesn't matter what you say. The other companies are going to be like, it doesn't matter what you say, you quit in 6 months, showing us you don't have what it takes. Well, you didn't know how they were treating me. These companies don't care because it is what it is, right? And so that's why it's such a big thing. I actually just had a kid message me today. He's going through with multiple companies and they're like, which one should I go with? And I'm like, it's no different than when you guys, if you went to college, it's like when you went and chose college. One just felt right, right? And you can feel the vibe and you can do that. And so I just wanted to go off that point is like, A, when I went through the interview process with the other company, like, didn't know anything. And I was like, and you're supposed to be my leader? Like, no, I'm good. Like, I'll figure it out by myself. Number two, though, is like making sure you have the confidence, you know what you're going through and you know where you want to go and make sure it's a good fit for you. You're not just taking any option that comes to you, because this is where you guys come in at $64,000, make no money, and then you don't know what you're doing. Compared to, like, if you know what you're doing, you can leverage those offers and be able to go up. So that's me going on my tangent of knowing where you want to go. So now, Allie, like, this is the thing. We already know how this goes. I say this on every podcast and people will still do it. We all know that there's a lot of people who listen to every single podcast, reach out to every single one of our guests and say, please give me all the free information. I don't want to take any courses because I'm cheap and I don't want to do it. But now I'm still trying for 10 months and I still haven't broken in. But please give me every single answer that you can and give me everything for free. Just called you all out. Hopefully you're laughing. If that's not you, if you're not laughing, that's because you do it. So we've got you. But number two is like, Allie, they're going to reach out to you and say, Allie, you're 22 years old. You got multiple job offers. What's your advice to me? So what's your advice to that person? Cause you didn't come with that sales experience, right? So you didn't have it. What's your advice to somebody who's going to reach out to you and ask, hey, what's your advice to me to help break into medical device sales?
Yeah. So I have been asked that a couple times, and this is actually a conversation me and you have had multiple times. Potential means nothing if you are not willing to put in the work. You can have the most potential out of anyone in your age group within miles, and it is not going to work, and it is not going to pay off if you are not physically talking to people, physically reaching out, physically networking. And you're going to get sick of hearing that word networking, 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 but that's what you have to do.
Yep.
That is what is going to get you up and up and up. And even like Jacob said, we were just at the Nashville sales meeting, and I'm still talking to 3 women that I connected with on LinkedIn 7 or 8 months ago. Yep. And they're like, oh my gosh, we saw on LinkedIn that you were at, like, seeing you grow is so fun and blah, 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 X, Y, and Z. And so It's you build those networking connections, but you continue on with the connections. Networking does not stop once you get into the field. That's just you, it does not stop. The connections do not stop. And so I would say continuously, one, you have to actually be very truthful about what you want. Do not try to sugarcoat it or try to change your views just to get into a job, because then you're going to get in and they're going to think that you're a completely different person than you are. And you're going to be like, well, I don't like this. And when it was 50-50. And so you have to just be very truthful and honest about who you are, what you want, and stand confident in it, which is the biggest thing that the course had taught me, was to stand confident in it. But I would say for anyone, especially around my age, like coming with no experience, you one have to be humble and you admit, you know, I don't have experience, and I know I'm coming in with a lot to learn, and like me right now drinking from a fire hose, but it's all good stuff, and it's everything that is just gonna hit you, just it's gonna jumpstart you basically within the career. And so if you really can prove and show that you're willing to put in that work and willing to put in the hours and the time, and you also just are a good presence to be around and genuinely like what you're doing. That's the thing, is you have to enjoy the people you're around, but what you're actually doing and your tasks and your daily day, just the life, like day in the life, like you do. And so you have to really thrive off of that. And so I would say that is the biggest thing, is like, one, staying true to yourself, and two, really pushing yourself to know your limits and see what you like and don't like.
And know that. So if you guys were listening, go back, rewind that 5 minutes and really listen to that, because it is the truth. And now here's the thing I always talk about, and I always have to state. So networking is the key. Everyone always asks me, what are you doing? Hey, networking. But here's what I can say, and I say it all the time. 99.9% of people network wrong. 99% of people say, I want to pick your brain. Hey, I want to break into medical device sales. Hey, can you just give me the whatever? This is where I just tell you guys, if you are really looking to break in, especially if you're in a specific area, you only have so many people to reach out. And if you keep messing up on the networking, I'm doing what Jacob says, I'm networking, but it's not working. Yes, if you're sending 100 messages and you're not getting on calls and interviews, you're doing it wrong. I don't know what else to say to you guys. That is the absolute truth. And so, oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I spent probably, I actually left my college town. I had a lease, and I left my college town to go move back in with my mom because I was spending so much time on these calls networking with people. I was on the phone for like 6 to 7 hours a day, just speaking with people and like seniors within the field. And it's not even what are the opportunities you know of right now? It's what kind of foundation can I lay and then go from there.
Preach it one more time. And this is what we always say. We say it in the course all the time. Can lead a horse to water, but can't make him drink it. I tell everybody who joins the course, it is going to be work. But again, you are coming into an industry where you're going to try to make $200,000 as an average rep, right? Like, it takes work, right? It's not easy, but if you know what you're doing and can be able to separate yourself and do it the right way, hence that's all we do. Hence how Allie got two offers in only 8 weeks. Let me just re-say that. 2 months from trying to break into getting in with two offers, like, because she knew the right way to do it. Now here's the thing. She did the work. It was not Jacob makes a call and now she has interviews and all this stuff. It was she did the right stuff. And then we got her prepped on ready to go. And then she went and did the work and crushed it. Right. But that's the biggest thing I can just tell you all is so many people are like, oh, I know I can do this, or oh, I feel like this. But to the point is, like she made earlier, your potential means nothing. Because the amount of people who call me and say, like this, let me just tell you guys, you know how I know you're never going to break into medical device sales? I just know I'm going to be great at this career. You've never been in. That's like you saying, I love Africa. And I'm like, have you ever been? Nope, but I saw a picture of a giraffe. Like, doesn't make any sense. Right. And so the reason I'm just saying that is you have to be in here. You have to, like Ali said, you're going to put in the work. You got to be ready to go. You're not going to get feeling bad because somebody said, Ali, you're 22 years old. You need to go get sales experience. You'll never break in without what you have. I know you heard it a million times. And guess what? Now you're sitting here smiling. With two, you had two offers and now you're in med device sales and your company just made a massive deal. So like things are good. The reason I'm just saying that to every single person is you guys have to be able to be willing to do the work. But again, I say this all the time. I normally we have 170 plus episodes by now. Usually the information is not the problem. And I'll just say what I say to everybody. It's like sports. I played basketball in college. I got pulled out and I'd get my butt chewed and I'd be like, what the heck's his problem? Then I'd go watch game film with my coach. And guess what? Found out what his problem was, right? It's the same thing with so many of you guys will listen to this podcast in your car or at the gym or wherever. And you're like, yeah, I'm doing it the right way. And then you go in and then you don't know what you're doing. I say, hey, what are you going to say when they say, hey, we have someone from ADP with 3 years experience, president, club winners, made over 300 grand and has clinical experience. Why would we choose you over them? And you don't have anything in your head like, oh, I'm going to say this, but then sit there in front of four regional sales managers and then say that. You don't do it, right? And that's where like the coaching, the mentorship, and that's what we do to help you guys get prepared. Now, with that said, Allie, I've actually never asked this question, but I want to say this to you because again, we have a really good relationship. Your mom was on the call. We talked, we got like, you decided to do it. You had the success. So you see it, you believe it. Hence why you're on this podcast right now. But what was the sticking point for you where you were kind of like, I don't know if I want to do it, right? Like, I think I want to do the course, but I'm not sure if I want to do the course. I get this all the time, right? Like, I already know these answers because I get on the calls with everybody. But what was the thing that was like, I don't know if it's worth it? And then what was the thing that actually made you finally go and do the course to get the results?
I think what kind of was made me hesitant in the beginning was kind of honestly what my mom was thinking as well, where it's so much information and so much knowledge and advice from two people who have actually been in the field that could be charged a lot more, I think, is what kind of made me like step back. I was like, let's see how this actually plays out. Yep. And so that's when I reached out to my mom and was like, I need a second opinion on this because this, but the first phone call that I got on with you, where I was explaining the situation that I was in and how I was feeling about it. And you were the first person in the field that had just basically put into words what I was thinking in my mind. And so I knew that you, the people that you learn from, you want to understand it both ways.
Yep.
And so that was also the big, like having a connection with a mentor is going to be a big thing. And the trust within that mentor is going to be a big thing. And while networking, you will learn that just the more you go on and who to trust, who not to trust.
Yep.
And so I think that really was the price versus the knowledge was the biggest thing. And so, and then also me coming out of college, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm paying off so much college debt right now. Yep. I'm not doing okay financially. So I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. But that really, I was like, I can actually do this. Like, this could be actual, like a good stepping stone for what I want to get into.
Yeah.
And so it just, that's basically, I would say the hesitation that I had.
Yeah. And I love it because here's the number one. I know that. Now, first thing, you are one of the few people who are like, wait, you're so underpriced, right? Just so you know, we know that we are going up in price because you're about to see a lot more testimonial videos and nobody's even close. And the results, AKA what you're just seeing right now, there is nobody who does close what we do. But number two to that point is like, that's number one, but being able to trust, hey, are these people going to get the results? I understand that everybody watches my stuff and they're like, he sells a course, he's a scammer, or he's going to just take my money. This is what I'm just going to say. I say this to every single human being. If that is the case, I am not a regional sales manager in Innovis. If that's the case, I did not perform at Medtronic. I did. Okay, if that's the case, go on to our testimonial videos. When was the last time you purchased something, took a video, talked about how amazing it was, and then sent it to that person? I'll tell you, never. Go to our webpage. You'll see a bunch, right? Everybody on our podcast the last year and a half has been from our course, Exhibit A, right? So the reason I'm just saying that to you guys is if it didn't work, it wouldn't be this stuff, right? Every time I post and all this stuff, it would be like, oh, it doesn't work. The thing that you always have to understand is that it's return on investment, right? Like we talk about, like Grace took a picture with Grace at Hologic, you know, when she comes in and she gets a 30X ROI in the first 3.5 weeks of her being in the course, guess what? She's pretty dang happy. Now she's in her dream career. She was in marketing before making 50K. Now she's making way more than that. That's the least she'll ever make in medical device sales. And she broke it in 3.5 weeks in the course, right? It's the ROI. It's all we do is save you time and money. But again, the thing that you were willing to do, Allie, and it's why you and I have already talked about this. It's why you're going to be successful. You were willing to bet on yourself and invest in yourself. Right? Because let me just sit here and tell you guys, if I wanted to, you know, the results we have, I could charge $20,000 a person.
Yeah.
I know that, right? If I wanted to, I could charge more than that. Because guess what? We get way better results. We get faster results. We get more money with our results. But I don't, because you're talking to a guy who moved out here with $1,200 to his name 6 years ago. There's a dude who only takes a select few, because guess what? Allie's not like everybody. Just because somebody can pay us money to be in the course doesn't mean we want to, because we want good fits. Hence, we want motivated individuals who are ready to be coachable, who are ready to go after it, that will spend 6 hours on a phone on a day on a phone call, because that's how you're going to get results and will be coachable as they go through it. Compared to everybody else is like, so I pay you money and what job do you get me? None. Zero. You get zip. Because guess what? You just showed me you're going to come into this industry and absolutely suck. You will not perform. Like, the thing that why I can sit here and I'll tell you guys, look back in Allie in 10 years and she will be very, let's go 5 years, very, very successful because of the mindset she has, that she continues to invest in herself and she just works hard. Like, most people aren't willing to do that. And that's why, like, again, as you guys know, as me and Allie work together now, it's like, I work a full-time job. I'm not here to babysit anyone. We're here to be with people who are self-starters, go-getters, want to be a part of it and want to be a part of an awesome community that they're going to have lifelong friendships with and people that they can communicate with throughout the rest of their career. That's what we want. We, like, let me just make this one last time for you all to hear it. I do well because of medical device sales. The reason you guys see my face is because we have a team that does this. So you guys investing in the course does not change my life, but I can sit here and tell you what I tell every single person on the phone. You joining my course does not change my life, but I 1,000% guarantee it will change your life. Because when you go from making $40,000 with no sales experience and we get you placed at 100 grand, no, that's going to change some life. When I get Tyler placed and he now makes more money off his base salary than him and his wife both working nursing jobs. And now his wife gets to stop her job and stay with their family. And he's going to work less and make more money. That's why we do it, because of the ROI. So I had to go on that because that is the most common. I already knew that's what was going to be the sticking point, because that is literally everyone's sticking point. But I wanted to put it out there from someone who is 22 years old, had no sales experience, and still made the jump. And 8 weeks later is very happy they did, because they've already traveled to England, traveled to Vegas. They're about to travel to England again, travel to Nashville. Now, let me just make this one last time. That's not everybody. I'm not saying that's going to be you when you break in, but Allie's pretty dang happy she is now in medical device sales.
Very happy.
And what the last thing, as we wrap up, what is the last piece? Any last advice that you have for anybody?
I would say a little along the lines of what I said before is to definitely just continue to be truthful to yourself. And the networking, the connections, everything does not stop once you get hired.
Yep.
It is a continuous cycle, because like Jacob said, I put in some of the work through the course, and then you just put in even more work when you're getting interviewed, and then the interviews stop, and then you're actually hired, and yep. It does not stop, and it just gets more, just a higher level of what you're passionate about, and it's always so worth it. It's like I went through like a mock interview, and then I had to go straight to interviewing with Dr. Elliot Street. And so it's a bit intimidating, but it's always worth it. And if you're really passionate about it, then you'll put in that work is yep. really like the basis of it. And so just continue putting in the work and the time, and it will pay off. It's just like anything else in life.
1,000%. I have to say this. If you guys go back to watch my 170 episodes, you'll see way back in the day, I used to say the hardest thing I ever did was try to break into medical device sales. And then I got in. And that was the hardest thing I did, right? It doesn't stop, like Allie's saying. But the reason I'm just saying that, if that scares you, don't do this.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not saying like medical device sales is not for everybody, but it's like, if you're like, yeah, I want a challenge. I want to be the best. I want to continue to grow in myself. Maybe this is a career for you, right? And that's what I would continue just to say is bet on yourself, work hard. And then lastly, yeah, networking doesn't stop, you guys. Like, just so you guys know, I broke in 3 years ago. In the last 3 years, I've been on well over 10,000 phone calls. Like, it doesn't stop. I'm on phone calls every day, right? I'm meeting people with more at the national sales meeting. I'm talking to reps. It does not stop, right? Mm-hmm. So the thing is, you just always have to continue to grow and be where you want to go to. So Allie, first off, congratulations. Super proud of you.
Thank you.
It's going to be a pleasure working with you. And then excited to see the success you do have as you continue this career. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day. As we know, if you guys would like, we will be releasing, I did do a vlog of the national sales meeting that Allie is in and got him, like, she'd just see me pull out my phone and we start recording. So
yeah, You
sitting
can.
in the
drive-thru and the phone just comes out.
Hey,
But
you can't stop it. You know, we got to
it's
get
a day
people.
in the life. It's a
We
day in
got
the
to get
life.
people the content, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, what are they doing this for? But you guys, that should be released here in the next couple of weeks. You can go and watch that. If you guys didn't know, on YouTube, we do have a day in the life of a rep, and as a now a regional sales manager, you can go watch that. But if you can, press a like and subscribe. That would help us grow this channel. A 5-star review helps us grow this channel as well. If you guys are interested in breaking in, our average person in 2023 is breaking in 8.2 weeks at $94,478, nowhere else. And just I always have to say, I'm a part of medical device, new to medical device sales. That's the only program I'm a part of. If you guys are interested, click the link below. We can get you all set up. And then lastly, Allie, where can they find you?
Where can they find me? On
Yep.
LinkedIn.
Yep. What's your name?
But Allie Grew. It's just Allie Grew on LinkedIn. It's Groulx.
Perfect.
Yes.
Reach out. Don't be a creep show. If you do, we'll know about it and she won't respond. Appreciate you all, and we will see you on the next one. Peace.